Everybody, it's Falling Dominoes, and tonight this the show is about the Dominion glitch, which we're having right now. We were supposed to come on tonight with Dr. Alan Sabrowski at 8 o'clock, and we had technical difficulties, so we're going to have to reschedule with Dr. Sabrowski. He is a military expert, basically an expert on the military. We'll have him on some other time.
You sure he doesn't want to come back? Maybe there's 11.
I tried. You know, he's an older gentleman. He's 79, and he gets. You know, he was only going to come on for an hour, I think, anyway.
Let's get him back on when you can get a full hour.
Yeah, when everything's straightened out. It was a little
we're
frustrating.
A half hour
for him,
in
so.
Now.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Right. So it's no big deal. I mean, there's so much to talk about with this election crap that it's mind blowing.
Well, hey, Gregory,
there's 80 million of us, and
you
there's
didn't
maybe 60 million.
Well, Gregory,
supporters for Biden.
Gregory,
what?
You didn't mention on this network feedback on your attending the Stop the Steal rally in Washington D.C. on November 14th.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure.
My wife and I were at the Stop the Steal rally, and it was inspirational is about the best thing you could say to know that there's so many of us that in a few days' time, about a million people can just show up. You know, obviously we have the numbers. The will of the people is with Trump. It's by far that. You know, there's easily the estimates I've heard between 72 and 80 million Trump supporters, and maybe 60 million Biden supporters, if that. I can't even believe there's 60 million people who fall for that BS, that commie crap at all. I can't believe one Biden supporter, let alone 60 million of them. I mean, have people just lost their mind? Is it just because the TV is so powerful? Is that really what it is? You know, is it the TV? It's the media that it's that powerful. Is it shapes all these people's thinking?
Yeah, it still is.
Oh, yeah.
It was in World War One when they were confident that they could just propagandize us into World War One.
Yep.
Hey, we're gonna propagandize America into World War One for you, Britain. All you have to do is get us Israel, and that was in 1917.
Yeah. Like that.
1918, yeah. 100 years ago. The end of the war.
100 years ago.
Yeah.
So they've been doing this stuff for 100 years.
Yeah.
100 years they've been, the media has been. So I heard this guy I've been listening to. His name's Brad. My wife loves him. Brad something. I'd have to find his name. But he was talking about. Like the media is basically the devil's mouthpiece. I mean, literally, it is the devil's mouthpiece. You just can't listen to the mainstream media. You can't not only not listen, you can't have it on. You shouldn't even be referring to it at all. It shouldn't even be. I mean, the TV, since this has happened at my house, the TV has gone on one time, and it's to watch a football game. You know, and that's even hard enough. So I've had it on zero times since the election. I haven't had any media. Except for independent media and my researching, that's it. I haven't had anything coming on, and you know, because it's poisonous.
Yeah, and it's an opportunity cost. you could be spending that time looking up truthful documentaries. There's
looking
so
up
many
something real, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, as far as I...
Gregory, don't you worry that if you're not influenced by the multiculturalism of corporate media regularly, that you'll revert back to white supremacy?
Right. Yeah. Well, one positive thing about whites being eradicated and, you know, to the point where we're gotten to be so low of a population is that we're now becoming much more ethnocentric, which every other race is. They're already there. They're already ethnocentric. They all are, except for us, because we're told that we're the only ones that can't do it. Right? So, but that's
by the Jew.
Right, of course. It's by the Jew. Of course.
Let's not
it's
forget.
All by design.
Never yeah. forget it's, what the Jew
no,
has
it's,
done
it's
to
us. It's a Loxism. You can't forget. Right. That's what you never can forget is Loxism. This war on white people that from the
right.
Jews. That's absolutely.
It is absolutely, Jewish.
Yeah. Oh, of course, 100% Jewish invention.
Okay, let's just get that out there right now.
Yeah, well, everyone else is allowed to be proud of their heritage and their cultures and their races, and it's encouraged. And as soon as we do it, you're a Nazi. So, yeah.
I saw a great meme today. If I told you who was that you were being oppressed by...
That's an old one. Yeah.
Okay. Then you're a liberal.
Yeah, you're talking about the one who said you'd call me a progressive, you'd call me a reformer, right? That one. And then if you told him who it was, right?
Greg. No, Greg. Listen now. This is cutting edge stuff over here, okay? And everybody wants to hear about it, so I'm going to go ahead and read it. If I told you there were powerful people oppressing you to defend their own self-interest, you would call me a liberal. If I told you who they were, you'd call me a Nazi. Oy vey, the goyim know. Shut it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
The goyim
well,
can't
it's not
know
working
if
so
shut
much.
It down.
It's not working like it used to. It's starting to. Effects are wearing on me. Dr. Shabrowski, who was supposed to be on the show, I saw his post today, or it was yesterday. He said that if everybody looked around and saw what was going on now, that everybody would support Hitler. Now, you know, basically, if they've seen what it was going to become, that you know, that people would be 200% behind Hitler. You know, I'll see if I can find the actual poster. I wanted to talk to him about it because I thought it was brilliant. You know that.
I wonder if they still would, even not knowing that the Holocaust was not only a lie but a massive truth inversion.
Right. Right. Yeah.
The masters of Luciferian truth inversions is Judaism.
Oh, yeah.
Judaism.
For sure. Have the peoples of Europe and
not
the
all
States.
Jews are anti-human. Not all Jews are trying to exterminate, you know, the human race, beginning with white people. Not all Jews. Okay. So it's
Yeah, we know that. In fact, there's some that are on our side who are actually working, I believe, against the deep state that.
Right.
Trump is taking on right now. I'm still hopeful. I'm not more than hopeful. I'm still confident that by rule of law, Trump is going to win this.
Right.
A lot of things could be coming around here real soon. When this happens, they're going to be pulling the plug on the internet and a lot of stuff for a minute.
Right.
So everybody should be ready.
Right. Be ready. Get your food or whatever. So. Let's talk about what the recent developments. I had only known who Sidney Powell was when I watched this Rudy Giuliani press conference that just made me, on Friday, that made me feel absolutely invigorated. I was so stoked about this.
She's her attorney. She's been filing for We the People. She doesn't work for Trump.
Right.
She's our attorney. She represents you and me.
So I heard from somebody today. So it was because that they fired her, and I'm like, "What?
Fired her? They never hired her."
Yeah. Okay. So that makes sense. Yeah. Somebody was just saying that they. I'm like, well,
how are you going to fire someone you never hired? She was never part of that, and she never claimed to be. What she is she's been filing. The whole strategy there, in my opinion, is that they are trying to
two separate.
The court system like it's never been done before.
Well, there's two separate cases.
You're going to force everything.
Well, the way I heard it explained, the way I heard it explained is that Sidney Powell is pursuing a criminal case, and this could affect many countries, for that matter, with Dominium and Smartmatic corruption.
The whole world is watching.
And yes, it's going, and that's why she made the statement. You know, she's going to follow through, let the chips fall where they may, as she put it.
Right.
Now, in the case of Trump, okay, they're following a case which is a constitutional case rather than a criminal case. And this is, of course, regarding a focus on, you know, Trump's rightful place to have the election. And I mean, it's much wider in scope.
It was a landslide.
I'd say the people even on Trump's team are afraid of what Dominion Smartmatic revelations could provide. I mean, Giuliani, many point out, and I have to point out as well, he was the mayor of New York during 9/11. He has skeletons in the closet as well. I'm sure powerful people related to him don't want this revealed, considering just how many people could get affected by these revelations of Sidney Powell. I think she has to do this. Perhaps Trump agrees and wants it exposed, but understands that they could try to shut him down with anti-Trump factors that you don't want to even risk if you need to expose the corruption of these machines and a worldwide voting corruption scale. So, yeah, they don't want that to be polluted by just anti-Trump rhetoric. They don't want the Trump constitutional suit to be muddled with that. Keep them separate. Hope that they will both succeed. And that's why we haven't really heard anything negative Trump has said about her, and vice versa. I think it's a strategy, okay, like many say.
Well, they've also taken all the circuit, the Supreme Court now. Every justice is in charge of a part of the circuit court, so that the circuit court can't just dismiss these things right away. They've all been assigned, he signed them all to the each district.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously there's a lot of communists in there. Now, is this even going to go to the Supreme Court? It might not, and that's okay, because the idea is that they're trying to overwhelm the court system with all this evidence, with everything, and then the decision for the presidency goes to the House, and we have the House now, 37 states. So I think that's more what it is. I don't even think this is going to go to Supreme Court. What do you guys think?
That's
you think it's
right.
Going to go to the Supreme Court?
It very well might.
It might.
Think about God
that's
working in this with Ruth Bader Ginsburg passing away.
I think he should want. He should
well
want to get it in the Supreme Court. It should
well,
be.
Well, of course,
in
we
Trump's,
want it to.
Right.
No,
and
don't
I don't
that
know
doesn't
if
mean
it'll
that
have.
Take,
court,
that it's going to make it there.
I don't know
court's
if it'll have as good.
Slow.
I don't know if he'll win it without it getting to the Supreme Court. I'm doubtful of that. So.
Well, I'm actually not. The House would be fine. So long to do anything, and they're under a time window now.
Oh yeah.
So
absolutely.
That's why I don't know if it can make it there.
It really should be thrown out the entire election, where, according to the Constitution's rule of law, it would be. It's handled in the Senate in one vote per state.
Yeah.
And of course, Trump would win in that case. I think that's the way it needs to proceed if we're going to maintain any sense of this nation staying intact. Otherwise, the country's going to fall apart.
Well, you know, if this if Trump
divisiveness,
doesn't pull this off, we've lost our republic. You guys know that, right?
Yeah, we have such,
we have lost our republic.
We have such a divide right, between,
if he doesn't pull this off.
Between patriots and communists, those who care about the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and those who want censorship, communism, tyranny.
Who want to destroy it.
Yeah.
And death.
The line has never been more clear about what's going on now. It's communism versus nationalism, like it's always been. That's always been the struggle. This is nothing new. Nationalism versus communism. That was World War II. And the communists won. Okay, they won World War II.
Right.
Now, the last thing they're trying to do, this is the end game. They're trying to take over the United States now completely.
And I like the phrase international communism, because that points out what it truly is. I mean, these globalist motives.
International theory is what it truly is.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, yeah, exactly. And I mean, these days we have corporatism on its face with players like the World Economic Forum using corporations to dictate what the Jews, what the Jews want behind the curtain.
Klaus Schwab.
Right.
Right.
Klaus Schwab, the author of COVID, the Great Reset.
The Great Reset. Now, here's the thing. That Great Reset can go one of two ways. It can be a Great Reset on there for that the communists win, or it's going to be a Great Reset that we win. And I'm still thinking we're going to win this.
Yes, we have to.
Yeah, we have to. Yeah. This is it. This is life and
death.
If it's time to start hiding your guns, it's time to start using them. If we have to start hiding our guns, because Biden has made it very clear that he's coming after your Second Amendment.
Right. Oh, yeah.
All right. If it's time to hide them, it's time to use them.
Yeah, when they come to your door, that's when.
Well, that's when the moment has arrived. Yeah. Well, it's even before that. I mean, if they try to force vaccinations on me, if they try to do anything. But they're not going to force vaccinations. What they would do, provided these guys pull,
they
just make it so you can't do anything. You can't travel.
Work.
You can't work. You
can't buy anything.
You can't nothing.
Right.
You can't nothing. You can't do any kind
of
commerce.
That's exactly how they would do it. Yeah.
Of course.
That's exactly how they plan to do it.
That's what they plan to do to guns, too, is tax it to death. Is just tax it to where nobody can afford it. Nobody can afford to shoot. You know. So if they're going to make my AR illegal in one stroke like that, make me illegal, a felon right there, then why don't I just get a fully submachine gun, short barrel rifle, running a suppressor? What the hell is the difference? There isn't a difference. Then you might as well go all the way. So if they make all that stuff illegal, I'm gonna have a fully automatic machine gun.
Well, yeah, we were just hearing in the last day or so, we're already hearing Biden talking about these plans. If he thinks he can really wind up in office, they want any kind of semi-automatic to get registered. These insane taxes.
I'm not registering shit.
Taxes for the future that will
trigger unless your biometric. A fingerprint allows for it to pull the trigger, and you should have heard the way he was calling for this. Just the vitriol in his
it's absurd
fashion that he had for disarming the American people.
They're salivating right now. They want us disarmed. So what they'll do is they'll tax it into oblivion, so that you can't.
Right.
Ammo is already unaffordable.
Yeah,
and if this continues, it'll be impossible. Even afford to shoot recreationally at all. So whatever you got, you just better be sitting on it. You know, that's it. Now, we're all being doom and gloom here because, all this stuff is null and void when Trump is declared president, remember. So, and we can finally start going back to restoring our republic, and that's what he's trying to do. He's definitely trying to, I've never been more convinced that
the
Q stuff is, it's probably real.
Yeah. But I've been listening to the X-22 report, guys.
Yes, so have I.
You know?
So have I. I heard it last night. I heard the X-22 report.
He's been leading everybody, too. He's like, who owns the banks? Who owns the corporations?
Yeah, he is.
Who? He doesn't come out and say it. But, man,
he doesn't say it yet.
That guy really has a good way with speaking because he can reach even
calm.
And he's very calm, and he doesn't make people get upset.
He doesn't get all passionate.
He just is really gifted at explaining things. But for a while, he just goes by Dave.
I know. We've been listening to it. My wife and I have been listening to the X-22 report for a while now, since this started. And I think a lot of that, I'm feeling like, you know, he's the one that's kind of saying, look, this is all by design. They're trying to do this by rule of law instead of just killing everybody. You know, there could have been a war that went that way.
Yeah, but as far as the whole Q drops, I mean, I've been very suspicious. It does seem like
But it's starting to line up.
No, but it seems like it's
starting to line up.
It seems like it's part of the Trump, counter media underground, and it's had a lot of things.
I personally think there's a lot
that didn't come true as well so far. I mean, all all these claims we've heard.
Yeah, because you didn't have this. This next 4 years, this is when it can all get done. And they know it, and they're shaking in their boots. They're going to, you guys, they're going to fight until the very, very end. They're not going to, they're going to go down, double, tripling down.
I think Q, though, is from Trump, and some of it is intended to be misinformation, and you have to take it with a grain of salt. But I think there's still hope for Trump.
I think Q is actually literally John F. Kennedy Jr. They never found his plane. He wants to avenge the deep state that took out his dad. The people that took out his dad are still in charge. Okay, they're still in charge of everything. I've looked into it a little deeper now. I think that's going to be revealed. That it's John.
Now
John,
that would be epic.
Who's been behind all this?
I've seen those documentaries about that.
Yeah, me too. And I'm actually starting to think there might be some truth to it.
Yeah,
it's quite possible. I don't know. We don't know. We're not going to know for a while yet. But they did like the thing where they showed like his face. Like that Vincent guy. And they even showed him. It's him. It's like
Vincent
some. Is that his name?
Yeah.
No, it's not Vincent. It's not Red Elephant's guy. I'm talking about. There's a guy named Vincent that is in Trump's. He's always with him, and they show him, and they lined up John F. Kennedy Jr.'s face with him, and everything lines up. I mean, perfectly. And they're hiding him in plain sight. They're hiding him is what I'm saying. And the wife too, Carolyn. She's there too. And she's with them, like, at all these Trump rallies. And I should send you guys that video if I can find it. I think Pam has it. My wife has it. Anyway, it's all starting to make a lot of sense to me. That this Q goes a little deeper than... And, you know, we've had Mike King on the radio here a couple times.
Yeah, he's a believer.
He is. And he's actually gotten me to... Like, the way he puts things out, I'm starting to be a believer of Q. You know, I've been very skeptical, and as we should be,
right?
Because it's all very fairy tale-ish,
right?
But maybe it's time. You know that this is it. This is the biggest election in the history of the world, quite possibly. And this COVID thing just might be to get rid of Trump internationally. Because if Trump stays in, this has global implications. This whole thing does. And we all know it does. The nationalism is huge here. Because international nationalism is really what's needed. I know that sounds weird.
Not at all.
But that's
it's
what's
the model
needed.
For world peace. Yeah.
It really is.
You know, having a balance really of powers between countries and everybody. You know, it just makes me think about where technology's headed to and that complication. Nobody wants this, really. If anybody really knew what this all really was,
I guess they wouldn't want it.
Some people are satanic, and they want it.
Or stupid, or just blind, or just completely, something, right? Of course they're satanic. They're worshiping the TV. That's the devil's mouthpiece. Anyway, here's international nationalism is what's really needed. Nationalism has nothing to do with race or pride and everything to do with protecting nations against internationalist plots. Nationalism doesn't mean we're better than you. It means we have our house in order. It is not competitive. They are terrified of nationalism, and that's why they equate it with the Hollywood version of Hitler. They know what it means.
Oh, that was the greatest example of nationalism ever, and it was...
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, but... So many lies around.
So the Hollywood version is what we're told nationalism is. You know, that all of a sudden 6 million people are going to die in gas chambers if you have nationalism. That's what happens, you know.
Right, exactly.
6 million people are gassed in a garage in Poland.
Well, I'm not sure.
6 million people will be gassed in a garage in La Brea.
Well, maybe not.
You know, come on.
Maybe you don't need the word international then, because... We're trying to stress that they're independent. So maybe anti-global nationalism, you know, anti-globalist nationalism, something, you know, anti-global nationalism.
To protect against internationalist plots is what the whole idea would be. Is that,
right.
That's where the internationalist part comes in, that you are aware of that.
Yeah, but the international belongs to the Jew, you know. And communism, the international Jew, international communism.
Of course it does.
And
what is globalism? That's exactly
the whole centralized control. The whole centralized control which always gets taken at the reins by the elite in the end, is certainly something we want to avoid. So I don't know, that word just seems, you know, it seems dirty, international. Personally, I wouldn't use it. I'd say something like, yeah, anti-globalist nationalism or something. Well, you know,
how about just nationalism? How about just nationalism? It really doesn't need a qualifier. It really doesn't. It's just stand alone. You can't. Well, how about you don't need ethnic. A modifier.
Well, or how about
How about
anti-Judaic? Anti-Judaic nationalism.
My favorite modifier is Judeo-Christianity. That's the best one. It's the most absurd one there is. Really is.
Hey, Greg. Greg, so you want to tell us about your experience a little bit that you had?
Well, I mean,
the weekend. Did you see? Well, I thought from the picture you took, I saw a bunch of people marching, and there was just some, homely Antifa grommet with a like.
They were dispersed.
Well, you heard about attacks.
They stuck out like sore thumbs.
Hey, Gregory. Did you hear about the attacks after hours that BLM Antifa people came back late at night for stragglers, people who were...
Well, they didn't come back. They were there the whole time. Right, they had to wait till everybody left.
Yeah,
everybody
most
left,
of them.
And they got together. And it's literally maybe a few hundred of them, maybe 1,000 at the most. They don't have very many numbers. What they are is cowards. And they waited till the million people were gone and then started stuff. We have the numbers. We've shown them now.
From some of the accounts,
they don't have any.
I saw a lot of posts on Twitter and everything and some articles on some of the attacks of people with children, people who looked vulnerable, people who just seemed like easy targets, you know, of course, just like jackals, you know, looking after the, going at the stragglers.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and like I said, they stuck out like a sore thumb. You could see them anywhere in the crowd where you were at. You could pick one out super easy. Their vibe alone. You didn't even have to see that. You could just see it. Right. You know, they're just seething with hatred. You know,
right.
it's something else.
Nothing but negativity coming from.
But
there's no
nothing. Nothing but
vampires.
Just pure black holes.
Well, they must have been shocked.
The pure turnout.
The pure turnout must have shocked them to let them see that. Hey,
okay. Well, here's the thing.
Trump,
of course,
I guess Trump lives matter too.
It's the biggest political rally.
That's right.
It's the biggest political rally since Nuremberg. You guys, did you hear that? It was the biggest political rally since Nuremberg. Of course the world sees this. They saw it when Hitler did it, and it freaked the world out, okay? Because 1.5 million people showed up to Nuremberg for Hitler to celebrate the nationalism. And now it's happening again, and they know it. It was definitely the biggest rally since then. There hasn't been one that big, no doubt. It was enormous. It took hours for it to go up Pennsylvania Avenue. Hours and hours and hours, just an endless sea of people. It was so freaking amazing.
See, we were just about to get a troll Antifa caller who was going to say, "Hey, Trump's like Hitler," and you just ruined it for him.
Yeah,
Gregory.
I wish. Well, God, we wish he was. So you know what was really inspirational about the rally is all the different races that were there. There were so many black people. There were so many Asians. There were so many Latino people. All these people are for Trump is a president for the people. He's a populist president. Yeah. Guess what? Hitler was a populist president. You know, he is a populist president, and he's showing that he really is for us. And you know, we need to support
him.
They're
not wrong to compare him to Hitler.
No, not
You're
at
not
all.
Wrong at all.
No, I wish it was more thing. Of a comparison. It is a good thing. Of course it is.
I don't mind pretending that with, well, Hitler did not murder 6 million Jews.
Right.
There were no death camps. There
and
were
then on the, whenever you watch the
labor camps,
the history, or as I call it, the Hitler channel, you know, they always like to make that reference to, you know, Hitler came to power or Hitler took power. Well, he was elected.
Right.
He was elected. We have to remember this.
He was elected to smash the communist uprising that was destroy the cancer that was eating the German people out. He was elected to smash that, and that's what we're electing Trump for, too.
Right. That's right.
It's no different.
The cancer is, of course, the cancer on society.
And it has to be metastasized. It has to be excised. There's no other way to deal with it.
It has metastasized since World War II in a terrible, terrible way. And that was the tragedy of World War II, is that I remember watching the end of The Greatest Story Never Told, and it just affected me so deeply, and just realizing, coming to realize what we did by defeating him. And what we had,
we screwed the world.
The future we had.
In terms of real history, the world itself lost World War II.
The world lost that war. Yeah, that's why it's so important to understand that, because we might be first, you know, Europeans, we might be first on the chopping block. I mean, I guess Middle Eastern people would argue against that because of all the attacks against their countries since the war on terror, quote-unquote war, the quote-unquote terrorist war against humanity, which is what it really should be called.
And then Asians might also point out that the infiltration into their countries with communism, communism came from the Jew and didn't help Asian.
They paid Mao $25 million to put communism in. He sold his people out for $25 million. That's what Mao Zedong does. He sold his people out, his entire people. Sold them out, but that was his price, $25 million. Back then, that was a lot of money.
Interesting, $25 million. That's what Jacob Schiff pumped into the Russian Revolution, $25 million, too, back then.
Wow.
But that was, you know, 30 years prior.
Okay.
So, $25 million. But $25 million in 1917 was $450 billion.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, it's got to be worth, like, making somebody a billionaire now.
It was probably around, you know, $350 billion in 1949, and the communists. It's not just crazy. So then China, like, you just, you're like, no, China's a totally different.
No, it's not.
It's Jewish communism. And then,
yeah, it was like, you know, and then the pattern, too.
Last week I talked about the African countries, the color revolutions in the African countries, and the I've gotten to know that quite a bit. There's Rhodesia, which is north. There's Botswana in between South Africa and Rhodesia, but they border on each other at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Rhodesia and South Africa. So Rhodesia is now Zimbabwe because of a color revolution that the Jews forced using Ian Smith, their puppet, onto Rhodesia. And the Rhodesian nationalist people that wanted, like, separation between, you know, blacks and whites, it wasn't so much said that they wanted separation as they wanted to respect their culture and their way of governing themselves, and they wanted to have that separation. And then they wanted, you know, white people. They wanted everybody to live in peace. But
Of course they did. And the black people, if they did separate, think about how they were here. Before all this stuff, when they had their own neighborhoods and they actually had a little nationalist thing going before desegregation.
Well, this is why we want to talk to Louis Farrakhan, right? Because we want to parlay with black nationalists and to get on the same page about who the real oppressor is with these color revolutions and everything. So if we need to get on the ball about getting in touch with Louis Farrakhan, because at the very least, it would just be one of the most interesting conversations ever.
Oh, for sure. God, I'd love to have him on. You know? And the thing about, I like his whole white devil thing. That may just be to pander to his fan base, because he can't just come out. He does talk about the Jew all the time, but also then he calls it white devils. I mean, what's that? You know, I'm like, okay.
Right.
I think it's just pandering to his base. He knows who
we'll
the problem
is. We
would
have to ask him about it. You know,
I'd love to.
Tell us. That would just be interesting to find out, you know. I mean, John was saying last week, like, you weren't on there, Greg, but John's like, man,
I had a gig last week. Thank you for covering the show.
Sure. John was saying it's impossible to gaslight you guys. I don't know what he was referring to. I don't think John tried to gaslight us, but he might have been talking about that one guy that called in and was, like, trying to say that Germany was attacked Italy in World War II. But
I remember that.
It was a completely baseless comment.
No, wait, that was the guy the week before who said that. I was on that show. Yeah,
he was right.
Germany attacked
things, and then he threw out that and was like, "What?"
Right, like right. That was absurd. I mean, if anything, Italy did screw it up for the war. I mean, the buffoonery of Mussolini and
right.
the military, and you know,
yeah.
Rommel having to come in there and clean up all his messes made
right.
Made it so much worse on them.
That's probably, you know what, it's probably why they froze in the winter of 43, right? 42 or 43 when the tide turned because
yeah.
of the winter of 42, 43, I think. And they had to divert forces down into Italy
yep.
to go pick up the slack for Mussolini, who was trying to reestablish
yep.
the Roman Empire.
Yeah, right. What an idiot. And with the worst equipment in the entire war was Italian. Like, all their small arms are legendary for being just horrible. And,
well, the Beretta's
you know,
a pretty nice gun.
Well, the pistols, yeah, those pistols were good, actually. Yeah, they had a few gems, but most of them were just a disaster. You know,
well, I don't even know if
right.
the Beretta was around then, to be honest with
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah, Beretta's been around since, like, the early 1900s.
The Beretta's got a high-capacity magazine. You know, they have a 17-round, 9mm PX series gun,
yeah.
which is
it's
pretty
gun,
styling,
yeah.
too, man. It's a pretty sexy
oh, yeah.
gun. I mean, it's just like, it definitely looks
like a CZ.
It looks
like
a friggin' Maserati.
Right.
No, just,
I got a CZ
75
that's got holds like that. It holds 17, and it was basically modeled after that, the Beretta 92. I think I'm not sure about the number on that, but it was modeled after a Beretta, basically. The CZ
yeah.
stuff, and that's the CZ is actually the most carried sidearm by police forces in the world, even today. I think most, it's like you know, still. That's a nice little, yeah.
Oh,
bad, too bad nobody can afford to shoot them anymore, for fun. You can't. Have you tried? Have you guys looked at the prices of ammo? Oh my god, it's insane.
So, how was your gig? Did you?
Okay. I had a gig Monday night and it went incredible. And last Monday, we played our asses off. I blew the roof off the place, and I had a horrible accident afterwards where my truck bed fell open, and I lost all my hardware for my drum set and a bunch
no.
of personal stuff. On the freeway somewhere, and it's all gone. I have no, because I didn't lock my tailgate, and my tailgate is prone to popping open. And I forgot about it because I was so excited, and everything was, you know, after the gig. And I went home,
man.
And yeah, I lost about $500-$600 worth of equipment, at least, and plus a bunch of personal stuff that was in another bin, and emergency road equipment.
Yeah.
It was really rough. I don't know what I'm going to do. I have to replace it all eventually. I can't do a gig until I get new gear. So, yeah, it was really, that was bad. But the gig went amazing, and afterwards went terrible.
So
oh,
you get
man,
called
that
back for another one.
Oh, they love my play, and I for some reason, I was on fire Monday night. Yeah, I mean,
right.
it's not, yeah, I don't know what it was. There was something
so
in my belly.
Story,
I played
though,
my butt off. What's that?
Yeah, but it's great that you got a gig because you used
yeah.
to work as a music teacher. You used to be a drum teacher. Yeah. And then you couldn't work anymore because you didn't have the right opinions that Jews approve
right.
of.
Right.
So everybody
exactly.
just doxed you and said you're not allowed to work anymore because you
yeah,
have.
They did.
Yeah. And
that
so
was early
like,
in this when we first started learning about it. And, you know,
yeah.
I think if
yeah.
I would have known better, known differently, then I would have done it differently, you know, because you can do it, but you have to be clever and smart about it. Like, you know, and I wasn't.
Right.
I thought everybody needed to know this. And I thought, wow, oh, my God, once I discovered it, you have to share it with the world. And the world does not want to hear it.
Yeah. No. Yeah, the truth is, yeah, that's, you think, oh, I found the truth. Let me go out and
yeah.
just tell everybody. And,
yeah,
it's a rude
Sorry,
way.
See how that goes
terrible.
Over for you. Yeah. Right? So, it's going to be a while before the world confronts the JQ, at least here, because look at all the stuff that has to get cleaned up first before we can even get close to that issue.
I mean, well, yeah, they have managed to decimate our countries and our cultures yep. at an extremely rapid pace with mass immigration, yeah. Moving, you know, basically causing wars and then moving populations around, blending everybody together for their benefit, nobody else's, and then not doing it themselves in Israel.
Yeah,
using
oh, no.
their dialectic.
No. Yeah. Yeah, everything is for you, not for the Jew.
Yeah.
It's for you,
are
not
there
the Jew.
Any
nationalism and all that, you know.
Yeah.
What's that?
I have a question. So you know, we always talk about this two-pronged thing of Judaism, Zionism and Marxism or communism or Bolshevism or whatever you want to call it.
All the same.
Somebody described it as the Marxism as an international international like Judaism, and then the Zionism as a Jewish nationalism.
Right.
I thought that they described it. It was a little different, but I thought that was really interesting.
All different wings of the
but
same bird.
I mean, I know some people are anti-Zionist, but then you ask them about like, well, okay, so what about you know all this migrant crisis and everything like that. And then, you know, we're waiting for the answer, and crickets chirping. Is that bad, too? You know, some people just say it's all Zionism. Sometimes it's hard to differentiate because it just seems like they just blend together. Zionism
well,
and
communism. They make it so convoluted. Everything has been so...
Yeah.
You can't get us... When our history is fake like it is, all of our history is fake. Our news is fake, so of course the history is fake because today's fake news is tomorrow's fake history. So
right.
we've been... People don't... They can't form correct definitions of stuff because everything they're told is just... That's complete bull. Like you said earlier, Willie, it's an inversion of the truth. It's not that the people are even lying a little bit or just changing a little bit of things and details or even... No, they've actually flipped the truth on its head completely right. off. It's a 180 from everything because
right.
as soon as you point it out, then you're the crazy one because it's completely the opposite of what we're told. So you're the crazy one, you know? You know, when you tell somebody that Hitler was the good guy in that war and everything, he was correct about all these things, and he never did that, what he did. They did it to the Germans. Germans didn't do it to they did it to them. And when you tell people that, they look at you like you just, you know, like you have three heads. You know? When you tell them that. Because it's an inversion of the truth. It's not just a little lie or anything. It's an enormous lie. They have to make the big lie. It has to be repeated over and over again. Right?
And you can't even really call it a lie. You have
no,
to
right,
call
you
it
can't.
Something far worse than that.
I know.
Because it's we committed because they committed the crime against humanity in an exponential way. It was a lot more than 6 million people they murdered. And
tens of millions.
Tens, hundreds of millions of people.
Maybe,
I would say.
Maybe, right. It's hard even to fathom the number.
Well, they say the tyrannical government, 262 million, I think, of the 20th century tyrannical governments since 1850, let's say, to be safe. 262 million people. I'm going to have to go add all those numbers up. Feel free to verify
right,
them, but
right,
that's
right.
what I saw in a documentary. On tyrannical
right.
governments, deaths of people from tyrannical governments. And
wow.
then they were comparing the number of shootings, number of people who've died in shootings since the last 100 years. Like 400 people that have died in mass shootings from, you know. That number seems a little low to me, but maybe that's all.
Yeah,
it is.
How many of those were real also?
Right. Yeah, that includes even the ones using these false flags like Parkland and Sandy Hook.
Right. Yeah, that whole Sandy Hook thing, I'm still, I have a hard time believing a lot of these mass shootings are real. Just because of
well,
the, you know, they're...
We had a little argument
a couple of weeks ago about whether Sandy Hook was real or not.
Yeah.
Someone did believe it.
I know people
Jim
who believe
Fetzer's
it.
Book, Jim Fetzer's book is pretty convincing that it wasn't. I mean, pointing out a lot of different things, like why would you be ordering pizzas and have a big sign to say everybody meet here when you're having a school shooting? A big giant sign, like a construction road sign, like those electric construction road signs that tell you to move over or whatever. They have one of those that says, everybody meet here, and they're ordering pizzas.
The porta potties. And the porta potties were delivered the day before, one day prior.
Yeah. Yeah, in a school that was abandoned. It hadn't been being used in...
They raised it, too, didn't they? After all this, they took it down.
Oh, sure. Destroy the evidence. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there you go. That's a destroy the...
I don't know. I'm sure. Yeah. I need to finish this book. But a FEMA drill. It was a FEMA drill to promote gun control. And I mean, it just makes perfect sense. It just makes
sense. Oh, sure it does,
sense.
Because that was their biggest agenda with Sandy Hook, was the gun control. No, without a doubt. That was by far what they were really reaching for with it. Because I remember, people.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, these things have all followed 9/11, right? So when you do something like 9/11 because you want to establish a mass surveillance system against the people that you know are going to wake up and discover the terrible things you've already done long before 9/11 even. Of World War One and Two, those two egregious crimes against humanity and against all of humanity and against your people, the Americans an armed citizenship, and you've been screaming about free speech until in the '60s when you managed to overturn obscenity laws and whatnot, and turn free speech over to generating the society that you've just crept in and destroyed from within. And now you've gained power. So now it's like free speech for everybody else? Hell no. Only for you. Only for Jews.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's nothing free about speech anymore.
Right. And so it's like, well, I thought Jews
probably the least free thing we have.
They just took all the money and they were greedy and stuff. I'd never heard that they'd done anything this bad. Just over and over again in every country, just the murderous, genocidal nature.
Yeah. Well, they're up against their biggest opponent yet, who's the most brilliant, clever. When Trump pulls this off, he's going to go down as the greatest leader of the world has ever seen. If he actually can pull all this off. The world wasn't ready for Hitler is the problem. He told the whole world about the Jewish problem. Hitler did. And he, that's one thing he definitely, we can credit him for, is he did wake up most of the world at the time. I think it was too early because they weren't far along enough in their plans yet for it to be glaringly obvious like it is now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
now if there would have never been a Hitler, now somebody could probably come up and say, look what they're doing. But they needed Hitler like you wouldn't believe, because they need that fake Holocaust. They need, they need their devil, Hitler. He's the most important figure in Jewry by far. There's no one more important than Adolf Hitler to the Jews.
Yeah,
he's their bread and butter.
That's for sure. And that's why people make that argument that he was controlled opposition, because he's been so useful.
That makes sense. I could see why they make that argument now. I mean, it's an absurd, stupid argument for anybody who's ever researched even a little bit into this for real. Like, we were watching this guy the other night, me and my wife, and he was making all kinds of great points about everything that's going on. And then he starts in with the Hitler crap and the Khazars and the... that Prescott Bush, he's always, once you research, you'll find out. It was Prescott Bush and they financed them. That's going off a Photoshop picture from Lloyd George. And that's all as soon as somebody starts saying that stuff, then everything else they're talking about just kind of gets null and voided to me, because they obviously have no clue about reality.
Yeah, you got to separate the wheat from the chaff, and you know, it's hard for once somebody's published a book, it's hard for them to go back and go admit I was wrong. Okay,
right,
to rewrite their book.
That's a good point. That's a good point. They wanted to, once again,
that's why,
it's easier to fool people than you know.
Yeah, and that's why I think they make something like the Communist, not the Communist Manifesto, but the two volumes by Karl Marx and Frederick Engels. They make them so unbelievably long and unintelligible, full of unintelligible dribble. Yeah, unreadable, just nonsense, just going on and on and on with this, just completely abstract, and it's they make it like that so that if you invest the time into reading it, you as sure as hell are never going to go back and say, you know what, maybe that was wrong. Because you just spent probably like months reading those books.
Right.
I don't know, that could be. But, you know, the point is that people don't like to be wrong, especially after they...
Nobody can be wrong. Oh, God forbid you're wrong about something. You know, I've been wrong about a bazillion things. As soon as I learn new information, I change my opinion on stuff.
Yeah.
You have to be able to do that. Or you do not have an open mind. You have a controlled mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like...
We'll have to have Jim Fetzer on the show.
Great.
You know, is he now? He I know he's like a moon landing guy, and he has all these other things, but
stuff that doesn't matter.
Yeah, like
I'll take stuff that doesn't matter for a thousand, Alex. But it's fun to talk about him.
Yeah, I it's not where I want to go. Moon landing, flat Earth, or whatever.
No, who cares about that
just,
stuff?
That stuff. Yeah.
It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant, you know.
I don't believe in flat Earth.
Well, I mean, even if I did,
I can't say that I have researched it in depth.
I have. I've looked into it pretty good. And I will say that a lot of the things they say make a lot of sense. And that's about all I'm going to say. I think the shape the world is in matters way more than what it's of. So I really don't care if we're in a Dodi decahedron, actually. Yeah, I couldn't care less what the shape of the world is. I do care what shape it's in, though. But nope, I don't care.
I guess my question is, if the world's flat, well, what is it sitting on?
Well, they don't want us to know that we are the center of God's creation. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
That's the last thing that they want you to know is that we are. I'm not a flat earther. I'm not like fully convinced.
Yeah.
I'm not fully convinced of either one. You know what? I'm not convinced either way that it's because it's a non-issue. It's something that I don't even debate or really like to talk about because who cares? We have real problems. And geometry ain't one of them.
Yeah. All right. So next.
If you want to talk about
I
don't mind
books.
At all.
No, I don't want to talk about it. I got a few new books about, like I was telling you, last week I went into a thing about in what happened in Rhodesia and South Africa and the color revolution that were orchestrated there. But since I've gotten a few new books, I got White Slaves, African Masters, which is an American Barbary captivity narrative. I call it narratives, and I'm like, well, I haven't started to read it yet. But I just grabbed these books because I saw this documentary by a gal. We got White Cargo, The Forgotten History of Britain's White Slaves in America. And then I got a book called Christian Slaves, Muslim Masters. Then I got a book called To Hell or Barbados. And if you don't have any comments about that, I wanted to switch the topic over to something else now.
Not at all. One thing I will say about South
Detroit,
Africa is that, well, that they're trying, those are all like
testing grounds for what they want to do here. Apartheid, right. Like a lot of it is like the reparations. That's a big one, and you can see how that worked there. And I've heard some people talk about this. Simon, what was his name?
Simon Baruch.
No, he's a South African guy who was when I was at Freedom Palooza. He was speaking, and he was talking about how reparations work.
Well, yeah. Now we're hearing they want AOC wants to bring lists of Trump supporters here with something similar to South Africa's Truth and Reconciliation Commission. So
okay, well, put me on a list.
We have
first straight fight.
They're already organizing that here, evidently. Some Truth and Reconciliation Commission and
ooh, we're so scared.
AOC wants people to be ostracized, jobless in the future if they are conservatives.
How's that going to work when we far outnumber them? How are they going to do that?
Yeah. Well, we don't yet. I mean, we're on our way out, though, buddy. That's the thing. That's exactly their weapon, is the demographic replacement. That's why they're putting up all these apartment complexes everywhere.
Yeah.
And carting in immigrants that are reproducing a lot faster than you know that.
Oh, for sure.
We're not reproducing, and we're clueless about it.
I'm not talking about white people. I'm talking about Trump supporters. Now, you got to remember, Trump has supporters of all races.
Before Richard, I think it was another caller that called in, but before you go with that, I wanted to bring up the topic of Dana Nessel, the attorney general in Michigan, who the Detroit leaks. So these guys had leaked out this audio clip of these people working at the voting polls, and this woman who was coaching, and she's on audio, all these pollsters on how to commit fraud in the election.
Right.
And it's just
I heard
blatant.
A rumble in that.
It's just absolutely blatant. And Dana Nessel, the attorney general, sent a letter telling the big league politics, the people who had leaked the video out, had let it out, these patriots, that to stand down and that they're breaking the law. But yes, she did not cite a single law that they were breaking. And so it was a cease and desist letter saying they're breaking the law, but did not cite any law. I got to find the letter. Might have even been you.
Yeah, don't you think they have to quote what the law is if they're giving you a cease and desist order?
It's just yeah. So let me find that. I'll look for it. But you have any comment on it? Because this.
Well, if anybody wants to call
in Michigan,
if anybody wants to call in, I know it's the show got off to a weird start because of technical glitches. We had a Dominion glitch in the beginning of the show, but it's area code 855-492-6049. If you want to be part of the show, give us a call and let's hear what you got to say.
Yeah.
We had some irregularities. Irregularities
Richard's
Oh, right. That'd be great. If we always take donations here at Revision Media to keep on the air, because free speech isn't free. We have to pay for it literally because there's nothing everything is against us right now. Just about everything.
Yeah. Yep. We may have to die for it. You know, that day may come.
But guess what? That's the only thing to me that's worth it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else would there be worth it?
We're ready. We're willing.
Yeah, I mean,
so be it.
It's they're drawing lines in the sand, very much so.
Yeah. That song by Metallica, "Don't Tread on Me." That's a great song. That was back in 91, before Bill Clinton passed the assault weapons, ban. And
right.
That was when, gun laws in all states were still pretty good, I think. They hadn't
got
the Joe Bidens and the creepy pedos. And Joe Biden gun grabbers hadn't quite come out like they had. And
It's the last thing protecting the First Amendment is the second.
Right.
The last thing. It's their last one.
Right.
So it's all they got left. They have to destroy it, or we're going to...
Yeah. Remember, these are...
When they can show up at your house for a Facebook
incredible
post.
War crimes against humanity, and they're just trying to cover it up, and they're trying to murder anybody who's trying to tell the truth about it. That's what they want to do. Yeah. I mean, these are evil, evil people.
I sure hope that we see them go to jail. That's the only thing that this... that the Biden crime family, the Obama crime family, the Clinton crime family, the Bush crime family, they're all connected. That we want to see that. We want to see them swing. There's no doubt about it.
Well, that'd be a good start.
Yeah. They're not even the big, they're not even the top. They're the middle management of this whole thing.
Right.
Yeah, they're not even
close
to the big thing. They're middle management. That's all they have ever been. These so-called, you know, American
easily replaceable. Yeah.
Easily. Oh, yeah.
They could throw, yeah, they could end up just throwing bones like that out there and be like, yeah, all right. Rothschild.
Well, they're starting to eat each other right now. It's starting to look to me like they're eating each other. That, you know, if you throw a bunch of snakes in a pit, eventually they're going to start killing each other. So that's hopefully what.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Of course. That's how all parasites work. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they start giving up their own.
Host.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So that's hopefully what's going on. And it looks, that appears to me, that is what's going on, is that they're starting to do that. And I think a lot of them are scared now because it's you know, if Trump pulls this off, there's going to be, the Great Reset is coming in our favor, and we're going to watch the entire world change, like for the better.
Yeah, the Great Reset of canceling their debt and starting our own currency, our own economy,
our own treasury note,
our own American people based economy. But we have to be vigilant, protect it. We can't let it fall. We can't be. We become complacent like we were before.
No.
We have to always be fighting and protecting against the pernicious parasitism
it's
of the Jews.
It's time to really fight too. I mean, it's really. I mean, if I knew of a militia that was, on the right path, who knew the stuff we know, I would join them in a heartbeat. But I don't think they. I think most of them still don't know who's the real enemy. Oh, but you know,
they don't.
If this whole thing with our military serving, seizing the Dominion servers, and obviously Trump made a coalition of all top guys from the special forces of all the military, that they only go to him. He bypassed the CIA for all this stuff. Apparently, the Dominion server was even in a CIA building. So here's what if this is all true, if this is all true, then our military has done finally done something to serve the people, because I do believe that the military is 100% loyal to Trump. The ones who were important, they're loyal to him, and they are not going to have a Biden presidency. The military, that's the last thing the military wants. Yeah, there's commies in the military, and there's some generals that are and all that, and admirals and all that, but they're by far, the patriots are controlling the military now. And I'll never talk smack about them again. If they pull this off, then they finally are serving us. They're finally doing something for us instead of going and doing stuff for Israel.
Well, and the thing is we needed to come out and we needed to show up. If we hadn't come
out
and show up.
They saw it. They saw it in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
By all real numbers, it puts it at between 1 million and 1.5 million people were there. The lying Jew media says 200,000.
Right.
There were 200,000 people just in one little section. it was huge. They don't want the people to know how much support Trump really has, and he has way more than Biden. Way more.
No.
It was a landslide. Yeah. The apparently the Dominion servers were there was 410 electoral votes for Trump. Before they did all the cheating.
410?
Yeah, it was the greatest landslide ever,
man.
Actually.
You have to show me this.
I mean, it's just stuff I've read and heard, and I don't know that it's true yet, because we're not going to find out any of this stuff yet, if it's true or not, until that this is all done. They don't have that much longer, you know, to do all this stuff. They don't. I keep getting emails from the Trump camp that, you know, I'm subscribed to his emails, and he says he's not going anywhere. He's not going to concede. He's telling us that. He knows that he has the will of the people.
Wherever you can, here and there, you know, show him out, give him some money, send some cash. They need
we
it.
Did already.
They're dealing with a Jew bank money, the trillions of dollars.
As much money as Trump has, he can't fight that by himself. Right.
Yeah. Trump doesn't have that much money.
No, not anymore. He spent a lot of it to serve us.
He had $3.5 billion. That's what his net worth was when he started as president. I don't know what it is now. Right. That's nothing.
I'm sure it's gone down a lot.
Michael Bloomberg has $62 billion, and he ran for president, and then went down to 61.5, and that was back in January or something when he was running from the primaries.
Right.
Michael Bloomberg, and so Michael Bloomberg is the guy who's pumping all the money into overturning Virginia and then North Carolina.
Yeah. Wow.
And doesn't look like it worked this time in North Carolina.
The entire Jewish globalist establishment is against us. The entire thing.
Even Fox News now. Fox News is turning.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've always been. They finally just showed their true colors.
Right.
That's what
they
ends
always,
up happening in all
only,
this.
The only
they're all being sunlighted.
Watching. So what is this that happened between...
Tuck the cuck. Tuck the cuck. They finally got him. They've always had him. Apparently he was on Hunter's laptop.
That's what I was going to... What?
Yeah, I saw there's supposedly a conversation between him and Hunter Biden. They're buddies. So.
Oh, my God, man.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I mean, I was shaken to the core when I was watching, Sidney Powell's speech after Giuliani. Oh man, she was shaking, and her voice was you heard the sincerity in it. I mean, just the
she's the real
disgust.
Thing.
Yeah, she's a real deal. And I think even if Giuliani, maybe he's trying to redeem himself, or he's trying to save himself from whatever he was complicit in the 9/11, because I don't really know much about that. I don't remember.
You think he was complicit in that?
I don't see how you could be mayor of New York at the time 9/11 was pulled off and not wind up with inside information that came across your desk that you had to look the other way about.
Maybe.
I mean, come on.
Or it depends if he's been fighting the deep state for as long as... You guys, what we have to realize is that this fight has not been going on just for these 4 years. This fight, we're right in the middle of the revolution.
Well, I'm
it's
sure
going
that
on before,
I'm
right.
sure that he had enough incentive not to talk because he could have been threatened even.
Yeah,
I mean,
they would have killed
not,
him.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's possible.
I don't know what he knew.
I don't
know about his complicity though.
But like you say, that was a long time ago, and someone happened to be mayor when that was pulled off. Of course they were going to get sucked into it. This is a long time later, and it doesn't necessarily make or break the chances that he's trying to redeem himself. I've heard that from a lot of people, and I can't disagree. It's a possibility.
And if he is, we'll take it. And
we'll take any help we can get.
The other night, you know what, when you consider what they are all up against, and how many of them are selling out and selling them all us all down the river.
That's what they're showing, though. They're sunlighting all these pricks. They're sunlighting all the rhinos. They're shedding light on all these cockroaches, and they're all scurrying to the dark, scurrying to wherever
Mitt
they can
Romney.
Right now.
Mitt Romney, for one, we already knew he was, but he's come out.
We knew he was a rhino.
Ugh, God, that guy's disgusting.
There's no such thing as a dino. Nobody's infiltrating the Democratic Party to take it down. It's only the other way.
Yeah. I wonder how that military song came about. Left, 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 right, left. Why was it three lefts and a right? Is the military, are they sort of like the avatar marching us towards the left three times and the right once?
Gregory. Gregory, you have a caller. You have a caller.
Hey,
we
have a caller. All right.
What's happening?
Hello. Hello, caller.
It's John Church.
Hello,
yes,
John.
Sir. John Church reporting for
Hey,
duty.
John. How the heck are you?
Good. I probably read 600 pages a night.
Wow. Really?
Not much smarter for it, but...
Well, John... John, this is the first you've been able to really talk to Gregory since he was at the rally. You know, he was in D.C. on the 14th.
Oh, wow. You're on the front line. Was any senators or elected officials out there with you?
No, but Alex Jones was. Yeah, I think there might have been. I don't really remember. There was different people speaking. I went over and listened to Alex Jones for a minute, but he wasn't saying anything that was important.
Yeah, and this was what day? Was the last day you were there?
Well, it was the day of the rally. It was the day of the rally.
And then
Saturday. Saturday, November 14th. Stop the Steal rally.
You think they'll have...
Stop the Steal rally, which basically, it just showed that the people, Trump has the people behind him by far. By far, the majority of Americans support him now.
Yeah, they've admitted to like 200,000 people initially, but the corporate media played it down. I've heard some try to just refer to, there were thousands or a few thousand or 20,000 or this or that. But no, I mean, Gregory was confident based on other events he has been at to compare that it was a million. And we've heard Alex Jones speculate on as much as 2 million in attendance.
Wow. Well, of course they're going to downplay the numbers. They want everybody to know there's 80 million of us and less than 60 million of them.
Yeah. Well,
it's scary
that
there's 60 million people like that, huh?
I know. Right?
Come on, John.
I digested the news for an hour. And I've never seen it go 24 hours. I mean, I'm aware of all the negative Trump, but tonight the transition team's forking it over, and he lost all his support today. And I think even Alex threw in the towel tonight. I'm just saying, I'm a news junkie, and I read the news for an hour, and I've never seen anything like it because I'm Trump all the way.
I wouldn't trust anything coming out of there. I wouldn't trust anything coming out of the MSM right now at all. Zero.
Go ahead.
Or ever.
Well, wait, but what were you saying, John?
He fired Sidney Powell.
Right. Well, no, it doesn't seem like he necessarily fired him. That's the corporate media's way of trying to, I think, affect the morale of the whole movement.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do.
You see, I was mentioning this earlier, John. John. We have two separate cases being pursued. Sidney Powell says she represents the American people, and this is a criminal case.
She's your attorney, John.
And the criminal case that she is pursuing could affect a lot of countries, even with this Dominion and Smartmatic, not just this country. And there could even be people. There could even be people on Trump's side and the Republicans who could even be scared of just how much. It will potentially reveal. On the other end, we have Trump's team with Giuliani and others who are pursuing a constitutional case in court as opposed to the criminal case, which Sidney is. So it makes sense. They have two separate cases going forward, and one cannot necessarily stop the other. So that's smart because we really need both to move forward.
I sure hope
they're
so.
Talking about releasing the Kraken, right? You've heard that. We're going to release the Kraken. It's not metaphorical. Yeah. They built a supercomputer to take on the Dominion machine. They've known about this cheating for 60 years that this company has been involved in vote rigging. This is not.
So is it possible? Then is it possible then that Trump was planning on doing something about election fraud? But his plan was to do it.
That
really was a sting. It really was a sting, like we're hearing from some of these sources claiming.
Yes, you have to let them do it, Richard. Mm-hmm. You can't arrest them and take them down for something that they didn't do. You have to let them do it. They have to go ahead and do it.
The problem is
they weren't ready.
They cannot appeal to the Supreme Court this time. Because it's not the same as Al Gore's case in one county, where the Supreme Court of each state can get it stuck in appeals and beat the clock, and that's what
we're not worried
do.
About the Supreme Court. We're going to let the Senate pick the president. This whole thing is to clog up the courts. The courts cannot move fast enough to deal with this. It's a massive lawsuit. It's massive. There's no way they can.
Oh yeah, I mean. Sidney Powell mentioned that as well. It could take years with the amount that they have here in normal circumstances.
Courts don't do anything fast, anything at all. This is not, this probably, this is all my opinion, just from what I've looked at, what I see. that's probably not even going to go to the Supreme Court. They don't want it to, because we have the red wave wasn't just the presidency. It took it swept over everything. They flipped a bunch of seats. We have the majority in the Senate. I believe we have the House too. So there's no way that the presidency didn't come along with that. They knew they had to cheat like never before. They knew it was going to be a landslide. They knew how big it was going to be. They threw everything they had at it in desperation, and they got sloppy, of course. There's no way that the Trump team wasn't ready for this. They've been planning for this. As long as those guys have been planning to steal the election, those guys, the good guys, have been planning to fight it.
4D chess. Trust in the plan, right. Brah.
Well, I am. Yes, I am. I am. And if I'm wrong, so. Oh, well.
I'm being sarcastic.
I was wrong.
I'm being sarcastic, but still. Let's hear more feedback from Mr. Church with the...
Yeah.
I was just in Home Depot, and I looked at Time Magazine, and it said President Biden, and a big white background, and his teeth were showing, and I wanted to slam him one right there on the newsstand. I just wanted to slam.
It's hard to watch.
Yeah, I got HHO. I won't go into it, but I'm a nut. I mean, I'm a nut. I'm transmuting my energy into protection. I'll call it protection or energy, alternative energy, but there's going to be a breakdown of law and order. The homeless people are going to hit the streets, and that's going to have to happen or subsidize it. They can't subsidize it. They have to seize the landlords. They've already declared cops war, landlord war, teachers war. Who else is at war? It's teachers, cops, anything above a store clerk. Basically, that's how the dominoes fall. So, Warren Banks next, I guess.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you, by your own admission, you're an MSM news junkie. You got the devil in your ear. He's just filling your head full of crap.
No, I watched all of Alex Jones, all of Steve Bannon.
No, he's controlled too. The only way is independent citizen journalism is the only true stuff out there.
Bannon,
if you're
the
on the TV
Bannon,
or mainstream at all, you're controlled.
The first thing Bannon said is, "Get me the fuck out of this White House because I want to run down to Alabama. They're using the hammer on Roy Moore. If I don't stop it, there'll be a geopolitical meltdown the size China. They'll steal the election in 2020. That's the first thing Bannon says. I don't think somebody like that is really in the tank with anybody. I mean, he's a full-blown nut. He's mad. He's fighting for Trump to the death. Every day for 4 hours.
We all should.
You know. But he's also trying to take on the CCP with his friend Guo.
Roy Moore, the guy from 2017, and the guy that was ousted from Alabama. Is that you're talking about?
Yeah, the hammer. He was all about the hammer. Roy wasn't a pervert. The woman that accused him is somebody he took custody of her children. She's an Alabama hick. She lost custody to her children, so she wrote an affidavit on him. He's not no perv. Although if he was, it was 20 years ago. But that was all the hammer. It's all them graduates out of Morehouse College, Tuskegee Institute, and all that. Just go look at them. They're just international social justice warriors. And that's where the foot soldiers were. They paid Morehouse tuition. The billionaire, the black billionaire, started creating an NGA, a Soros billionaire. That's who changed the electoral vote. They were pollsters, the pollster army, the hammer, the whole thing. But Bannon's been saying that for 2 years. If Roy Moore wins and they use personal politics and the hammer, then 2020 will be lost. In 2018
Biden
as well.
Wins. If Biden pulls this off, we will never ever see another conservative Republican. It's we're done. It's communism. They'll never change the voting system. Nothing is going to change except for we're going to be under more of the communist rule. It's time to start fighting back for real. I mean, if that happens, if Biden does become president, I got to pick my hill to die on.
Well, Tucker may be socially engineering, debranding the Trump or the populist, and he's debranding it, and he's sequestered off to just a bunch of, they consider it a bunch of nuts. I know how the MSM works because I study the MSM. I mean, if you can coach me on how the MSM works, I mean, I don't believe none of it. It's 98%.
It's easy, John. Just study how Judaism works.
Why? I don't think they can kick it into the Senate. The Senate can't decide the electoral vote.
Can they? Goes to the House.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'll be difficult. I mean,
not really. We got 37 states. It won't be difficult at all.
Now, they're talking about seceding some of the states. They're talking about seceding from the nation. Yeah. The seceding from the nation, that's a possibility.
Well, it really comes down
to whether Biden people are going to have integrity or they're going to tell the truth.
Right.
Or they're going to get bought off.
Mm. Right.
I don't know.
Tucker's obviously bought off.
Yeah, well, what happened with Tucker? I have been completely off my radar.
He said that Trump needs to concede.
He tells us things we want to hear, but the way he does
it,
the way he stares into the TV, that he's debranding Trump. And so they sequestered off to about 20 million people a night. And then he just sort of, it's social engineering to debrand the Trump people to make them obscure.
They're losing viewers by the millions. Fox, but they all are now. The MSM is becoming less and less important. When Trump pulls this off, I'm going to be positive. When he pulls this off, the MSM is going to be completely revamped.
Well, that website, man, that thing.
Well,
that
they
thing
need to set
new.
The military in there and arrest the MSM.
Of course, they're all foreigners. They're none of them are even Americans that own it.
Now, Gregory, you say
Tucker
is already saying Trump needs to concede?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he said. That's why he completely cut
down. Why did he say that?
I don't remember when he said or exactly what he said. It's just something I read. I don't watch the news.
Let's verify this.
Yeah.
I know that that would make sense. I mean, that would be the last peg of the mainstream media that we thought we had.
Right.
Al Gore took 37 days to see. 37 days. This is day 20, 25, I believe.
Trump ain't conceding. The military is on Trump's side, and the military is our ace in the hole in all of this, you guys. It really is. The military is not going to go for a Biden presidency because we'll be in a war in 3 months.
His cabinet is proceeding with transition. As of today, they accepted transition, is what it said. But it might be a fake story.
That's fake story. Whoa, what's all that noise? Holy cow. Somebody's
not
bashing
me.
Away. No, I mean,
it's not me.
Yeah, you can't believe all that, John.
That wasn't me.
I mean, Twitter is planning on changing all of the presidential accounts to the Biden transition team, regardless of what happens legally. Twitter, Jack Dorsey are saying. Facebook have been trying to steer people's minds as well on all of this, the corporate media. But I understand they did on Facebook change the other day.
Yeah, Biden.
Joe Biden.
Put him as a political candidate.
Yeah.
Candidate or politician.
Yeah. Yeah, they moved
him
back.
They're already starting to backpedal a little bit.
So that's a sign, John. If Facebook suddenly went back from president-elect to Biden to just candidate. Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
John, I know you love the MSM. It sounds like you really like to listen to them.
And a lot of people think that Fox, of course, being bought by Disney the past year, have already been changing, and many people think their audience are going to have to migrate to Newsmax. The biggest candidate for those conservative fans of almost corporate media would be Newsmax, from what I hear, as an alternative to Fox. Tucker,
Breitbart too.
Unfortunately, that rumor about Tucker, I worry about, combined with him attacking Sidney Powell in a really ridiculous fashion. Obviously, if you have evidence, you don't want the opposition legal team to have it in advance, so you're not going to mention it on corporate media.
Before discovery, yes.
Tucker, I understand Tucker just renegotiated a new contract with a, you know, an impressive, considerable raise. So for him to be in good still, and when people were thinking he was going to be leaving Fox and maybe starting his own network, with, I think maybe that could be an indication he's starting to cave a little bit, unfortunately. So we'll
see.
The
visual part of it is that Trey Gowdy looks like a man. He looks like an alien that's trying to impersonate a little boy. He's AI. He's Buddy Gag all the way, big tech. He's going to do the legal reform. He issued zero subpoenas when they had the House. Okay? They had hundreds of subpoenas in 2018 to 2020. And so, 0 to 100. Paul Ryan joined the board of Fox. That's what his job was when he quit the House Speaker job. And so, ever since he's been on the board, Disney is still the parent owner of Fox. Disney is a WEF partner. So is Time Magazine. And I could go on and on. The whole thing is they've got a consortium of people.
Well, we're listening to the Jews News.
Well, Pfizer release. They got 40 million vaccines ready by the first. And so
you guys think that the military was deployed to distribute vaccines or to squash the riots that are going to happen as soon as Trump is declared the winner? Okay, it's of course they use that as a cover. They don't need the vaccines are not mandatory. Why would the military have to have anything to do with it? They're there. They're being strategically put around in all these cities and deployed right now, and as they should be, because as soon as it jumps off, they're going to squash them immediately.
Dr. Fetzer is where I get my news. He's unleashed about 10 videos on banned video. Banned video and bit shoots where I stay. I don't, you go to the LA Times and you can read what pisses the left off, and that's news, because that's news that the MSM won't say. So the left produces a lot of news. Whatever they holler loudest about, you have to read the garbage to understand, you know, the indoctrinated people. But I've been understanding indoctrinated people since the 70s. Plus, I watch Star Trek. Religiously, it was on after school every night. And what was that about? Intergalactic policing. So I'm an intergalactic policeman, and that's where we get most of this stuff. But it's not conspiracy. It's actually happening.
Keep up the good work, officer.
Lost me on the intergalactic policing. I was with you on the other stuff. I'm having to understand the
control grid of the entire world.
Well, there was always a lot of
entire world.
There was always a lot of race mixing on Star Trek as well, to be fair. First interracial kiss and a lot of interspecies. Yeah, forget about it.
Yeah, I remember that.
Romulans are taking
over. Yeah, and what's his name? The captain guy. He was promoting mass immigration. It's really weird to hear them talk about it, too. The way their voices sound, like, accepting migrants, accept migrants, and accepting racism. It's a wonderful thing. And it's so creepy. I mean,
wasn't Roddenberry a Jew?
There was at least 10 episodes of Enslaved Planet.
Roddenberry was a Jew.
Yeah, but he may have been for social justice.
Right?
But, well, social justice is
Shatner
what
was
Gatti's
as well.
About.
Shatner is a Jew.
Right,
I mean, even some of the sequel series were pretty interesting, but yeah, there were always these agendas of this, especially this multicultural thing embedded, and just a lot of Marxist sort of ideals, certainly the feminism. And then when you look at, after Star Trek and Next Generation, a little later, they had the Deep Space Nine, and that one got very, dark political, and it was interesting. You could see Jewish qualities in a few of the different groups they had depicted there. They had the Dominion. They had the Ferengi. Yeah, it was curious.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
Well, anyway, so
usual suspects.
And of course, the overall group, which were supposed to be a species which were far more advanced, existed far earlier in time in the galaxy. They were called the Founders. You know, that sounds like a reference to the chosen people, if you ask me.
Patrick Stewart, that's who I was thinking of, the guy who was...
Oh, yeah.
Captain Picard.
He sold a tree.
Sucking my breath, like he was crunching on some rocks.
Well, he's a good actor. Definitely. A lot of good acting on that series, Next Generation. But there were good scripts.
We sold a tree, and we sold $1 trillion worth of ballistic missiles to the UAE. And so they're an ally now for the explicit purpose of our global footprint and the geopower ensuing battle that's getting ready to come. And I still think there'll be 99 million people left in America in 2025. They're going to nuke it in the major cities, and then we're going to have a
Mad Max
situation.
Aren't you a ball of joy? Oh, man.
Oh, yes.
Okay, buddy. I hope you're wrong.
Doom is imminent. Real doom.
Well, that'll get us if operation...
I will agree about one thing. If the Biden presidency does happen, it's over. We're done.
The moratorium...
The only solution will be to start shooting.
They cannot subsidize the moratorium on rental past January 1st. They will have to seize property starting January 1st, so it's not very far off. And they guaranteed 210 million people will be in famine.
Well,
the
John,
WEF cost swap.
John, I understand. Yes, I understand that you're a landlord. They have property, but Klaus Schwab says you won't own anything, but you're going to be happy, John. Okay, he says you're going to be happy.
Yeah, right.
Yep. And that's the protocols of Zion. You don't get to own anything, John. You're a goy.
I can have a
Nobody
Big Mac
does.
Delivered with a drone. That's what he promised me. Yeah. I won't even have to own nothing.
Move into a smart city.
Yeah. Who's going to clean my toilet? Who's going to clean my toilet, Klaus?
We got some interesting stuff coming up these next few weeks. It'll be really, you know.
Yeah. We'll have to see what happens legally. Yep. But
I'm being hopeful. I still think that maybe God is on our side. But,
well,
even
with Trump staying in there, we have to watch out for Operation Warp Speed. I'm sure going to avoid the vaccines. But if we have a Biden presidency, for me, I definitely will be saying, beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah, right. Exactly. To me, it's all over. If there's a Biden presidency, we're already done. There'll never be another Trump. Trump was not going to run again or be able to get back in because they'll continue to be able to control the voting, and that's all that's ever going to matter. So no one will vote. Like, all the conservatives will be done voting. No, they're not even going to vote. 10, 20 million people will just stop voting. Why wouldn't you? It doesn't count.
My sawed-off shotgun is 1,000 millimeters. It has a Mach 7 speed. It has over megajoule. It has
It's 10 o'clock, and I'm going to get going. And I'm sorry we had the technical glitches in the beginning of the show. Don't believe what you're not allowed to question.
Thank you.